For a lot of people here in Oklahoma, the answer to the question of the best way to protect yourself from an attack is simple: carry a gun. But political leanings aside, the question of whether it's practically a good idea for any given individual to carry a gun is a little more complicated. Dong's guns, ammunition, and reloading on Admiral feels a little bit like a well-stocked bunker. The darkish interior is tightly filled with tall rows of hunting and shooting supplies and accessories. As he's giving me a tour of personal protection options, owner David Stone says if you're not certain you could actually use a gun on another person to protect yourself, then a gun probably isn't for you.
Let's say you're in fear for your life and you pull your gun and you're shaking where you tell them stop, stop. But you're not prepared to shoot to defend yourself, then they possibly just take the gun away from you and shoot you with it, with your own gun.
That's an opinion which members of Tulsa's law enforcement share, like police officer Leland Ashley. He says he gets a lot of questions from people about whether or not they should get a gun.
What I've always said, if you feel comfortable with a gun, everyone's not comfortable having a firearm.
He says willingness to use it is a major part of that.
You know, if you're going to carry a gun, you have to know in your mind that you're, if you're being attacked and you're going to pull that weapon, you're going to use it. Because if not, then now you got, the suspect has a weapon that they can use against you.
That's one reason stores like David Stone's carry other, less lethal and much less expensive alternatives.
We have various sizes and colors of pepper spray, you know, which if you spray somebody in the face, they're not going to be able to open their eyes for 20 minutes.
The downside would be the possibility of catching some of it yourself in a bad wind. Next up, small stun guns.
These are like 800,000 volts. You do have to touch the person with it. You have to physically touch them, push the button, and gonna shock them and probably knock them down.
Here again, Officer Ashley cautions that you must be mentally prepared.
And because the worst thing you want is someone to wrestle that away from you, and now they're tasering, you know, stunning you.
Pepper spray costs about $10, and the stun guns run about $40. Stone says knives can also be a useful and cheaper alternative. Ashley says carrying something sharp can be a good idea for joggers. Ashley also says being prepared with a self-defense item, be it a pepper spray keychain or a semi-automatic handgun, is only part of the equation.
One thing I always suggest is be aware of your surroundings. A lot of us, and I've included myself in this, are not always aware of where I'm at.
He says that should be a consideration any time you leave your home.
No matter if you're stepping outside your front porch to grab a morning paper, you should always be aware of, you know, the hedges. Think about someone could be hiding behind those hedges. Someone could be hiding between those cars.
Also, he says, although it's not necessarily pleasant to think about, know what action you would take if you were ever to be confronted.
I always think about the what if. What would I do if this happened? You know, we do it with our kids all the time. We'll tell them about if a stranger comes up, do this. Well, as adults, we need to do that also.
He says protecting yourself from an attack is as much a head game as it is one of having the right equipment. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.